If you'd like to open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 16, we'll be looking at verses 5 to 12 today, and the title of the message is Beware of the Leaven. So we're looking at a little series here, Who is Jesus to You? We're just looking at this one chapter, and last time we saw the Pharisees and the Sadducees come to Jesus, not interested in who he was, but trying to catch him out. And Jesus showed up their spiritual blindness because they couldn't see who he was. Remember, they could discern the weather from the sky. They had the message of the prophet of Jonah. So they had the Old Testament scriptures. They had the signs there. But they could not see that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah. And the Pharisees, we saw, were religious, while the Sadducees were liberalists. And they didn't believe in the supernatural. And Jesus simply, the end of verse 4 says, left them and departed. He just got up and went. Now we come to where the sign is being discussed. And when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Now it seems the Lord hasn't said too much on the voyage. It wasn't until they've reached the other side that the disciples recognized that they haven't taken any bread. Now, Jesus had just dealt with the spiritual blindness and unbelief of these religious leaders. Now, he's having to deal with the unbelief and the slowness of heart of the disciples. Now, remember, these guys had walked with him and talked with him day by day. They had seen his miracles. They heard his wonderful words of life and power. And yet, they too were slow to believe. And Jesus said to them, verse 6, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they, that's the disciples, reasoned among themselves, saying, is it because we have taken no bread? Now this warning is given soon after Jesus declared that these religionists, these sign-seeking religionists, were a wicked, adulterous generation in verse 4. Now we need to remember the disciples had been brought up. They had been brought up to respect and honor these religious leaders. They knew well the practice of the traditions, of the ritualism of their culture. And that's what they knew, that's what they were taught. And the Lord heard their talk of having no bread, and he's got an obvious concern that the disciples are more occupied with the day in and the day out issues of life than the spiritual significance of what has been taking place. And it's significant that Jesus took this moment to give warning against the doctrine and influence of these religious leaders, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. That's also significant that he sounded this warning just before he unfolded the truth concerning the church which was to be built. And we'll look at that up around verse 18. The church which he would be both head and the foundation of. Now Jesus warns the disciples, he said, be of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees in verse 6 there. Now leavening always represents sin in the Bible. It's sin and corruption. In fact, during the Passover week, all foods and anything containing leaven used to have to be purged out of a Jewish house. It wasn't even allowed inside there. They couldn't even put it in a jar and put it in a cupboard. It all had to go. And the warning Jesus is giving here to his disciples is, listen, take heed, beware of what produces corruption. You see, leaven spreads right throughout whatever it gets into. And Jesus is warning them, saying, take, he says, recognize, discern, be acquainted with. That's what the word take heed means. It also means, interesting, to stare at, to really put your gaze on something. So Jesus is saying to his disciples, he says, you guys take a really good look at this. Beware. In other words, it literally hold yourself against it. Apply your mind to what I'm trying to teach you. Be cautious of these religious groups and their beliefs. You know, what a warning for us today for the same thing.
to beware of how religion tries to push its beliefs. And it sounds so good because whatever we can do, we'll do it. And that's basically what religion is. Your works make you right. But that's not the case. It is the work of Christ that saves all people who put their faith and trust in him. And Jesus is warning the leaven of the Pharisees was traditionalism, the leaven of the Sadducees was naturalism, and those two things bring Christianity right down to the same level as any other cult. Now, there's still many of these sort of religionists today, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and for the scribes as well. See, they command to do what God not has commanded to do. You know, they want to bring Christianity down to the level of just mere human ethics. And God help us to beware of the damaging, the destroying, the deadly work of that leaven. We must be extremely careful, and this is important, which church, which pastor, which missionaries we support with our prayers, with our gifts, and with our actual presence in their churches and so forth. We must be alert and discerning to what we listen to, what we watch, and what we read. Especially in our day, with the way that religion has just flooded the screens. And people are looking at this and looking at that, and they wouldn't be able to tell a false prophet from a real one. We've got to be alert and discerning. They're working overtime to try and corrupt and destroy true Christianity. But praise God, the gates of hell cannot prevail against God's true church. Verse 7, it says, they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we've taken no bread. Now these disciples, God bless them, they're a little bit slow. And I say that with respect, not making fun of them. They're just a little bit slow. And it's strange that they reasoned among themselves about what Jesus has just said to them. You know, they've heard every word he's spoken to these religious leaders. They heard him call them hypocrites, wicked, adulterous. They'd heard the parable of the leaven, but way back in Matthew 13. And here they are discussing amongst themselves what Jesus is trying to bring to their attention. And we need to pay real close attention to what's going on here, lest the failure of these men be, they should be a warning to us not to forget what Jesus has done. Let's not imagine that the past victories we have mean our faith is never going to fail. We need to be alert and on board and awake to the traps. The devil loves religion. He promotes religion. He doesn't want true Christianity to be free at all. The disciples, they had a lack of spiritual insight, which shows a lack of faith and a failure to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, there's not one thing in our lives that we cannot trust him with. Not one. We can trust him for everything. No matter what we're going through, to bring us through to the other side, no matter what. Let us not be like these disciples. Let's get our minds off the loaves and back on to the Master. Verse 8 tells us, when Jesus perceived, said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason among yourselves because you have brought no bread? Here we see Jesus gives them a bit of a rebuke. O ye of little faith. Remember to the Roman centurion who took Jesus at his word, he said, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. You know, that's in Matthew 8. How true the words of the Lord are. Here's his own people, his own disciples, his own people, and they're still lacking in faith. Why reason among yourselves? Because you've got bought no bread. You see, the disciples just did not understand what Jesus meant when he warned them about these religious leaders they're leaving. See, instead of being concerned with their Messiah and spiritual things, they're concerned about the physical, the food for the day. Verse 9, Jesus said, "Do you not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up?" Listen, could they have forgotten so soon? "Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets you took up?" Here, twice they've seen Jesus feed the multitudes with loaves and fishes. Isn't it amazing? The very things of nature are under his command. How much more can we trust in him if he can bring multitudes of loaves from the ground? He's in control of all of nature, in control of everything. And he says, "Have you forgotten so soon how many baskets you've taken up?" Man, they've gathered baskets of leftovers. Hungry people had been satisfied. And yet they're failing to recognize this and see it. Verse 11, he says, "How is it that you do not understand that I spoke it not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees?" Now it does us, we read that and we think, oh yeah, well he's given them a bit of a rebuke. Let's have a look at Mark chapter 8. We go to Mark chapter 8, it's the same story. Starting in verse 16, Mark 8, keep your finger there in Matthew. And in verse 16 it says, "And they reasoned among themselves, saying, is it because we have no bread?" Now look at the Lord's reply. "And when Jesus knew it, he said unto them, why reason ye because you have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have ye yet hardened heart? Having eyes, you see not. Having ears, you hear not. And do you not remember?" There's the level of rebuke. Not just some little kind words. He's calling them out. He's saying, "Listen, how can't you guys understand anything? You've seen me doing all of this and you still can't believe. Why is it you don't understand?" Now, there's nothing unreasonable that the Lord's showing surprise, even amazement, not to mention disappointment. He's going, "How come you don't understand? That I spake it not to you concerning bread, that ye should be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." See, in plain words, Jesus is telling his disciples that he wasn't talking about physical leaven in physical bread, but he's speaking about the doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees, the false, the hypocritical teaching that the devil will use to lure and trap true Christians into a religion produced by Jewish leaders. That's what he's warning them. And today with this YouTube and people just flicking through this YouTube, all the different religions, all the different things that come up, people are just falling into the trap of getting off track and forgetting the basic, simple, true principles that Christ wants us to live by. For every good word on YouTube, there's a million messages that are wrong. Absolutely wrong. False prophets, fooling and leading people into a trap. The tool of the devil at work, and the Lord's disciples are falling for it. Absolutely falling for it. And after this heavy rebuke from the Lord, verse 12 in our text in Matthew says, "Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. All of a sudden, now they understand. You know, it's good for us at times to be rebuked. Because when we get rebuked, it gets our attention. We have a little bit further look into the Word and say, hang on a minute, what's going on here? What am I missing? What am I not understanding? And we can dig, and if we're honest and faithful and wanting to find out the truth, God will reveal that truth to us. We won't be fooled by these religious leaders, these teachers of false doctrine. You see, these religionists are following the traditions and the dogmas instead of concentrating. Jesus already said, you can't even tell from the Old Testament. From all the prophets that's prophesied of me, you still can't work out what's going on. Why? Because they were comfortable in controlling people with their religion. Again, that's just bringing it all back to nothing more than a cult. You see, these religious leaders were teaching ideas concerning religious truths about God in general, but in particular about the reign of the Messiah. Yes, the Jews were looking for and expecting their Messiah, but they expected him to be conformed to their image about what they wanted to find in their Messiah. They wanted him to be what they expected him to be. So they're looking for a powerful ruler that would pull down the Roman rule, that would set them free from Roman slavery. And instead, the Messiah comes, a little bit as we learnt this morning, as a man of humility. And they weren't willing to accept a humble man. They weren't willing to accept someone who was humble in their birth, swaddling clothes in a manger, and as humble in their upbringing, a carpenter's son. And in spite of what the Old Testament scriptures said about the Messiah, nothing comely to look at. No royal robes, no special look or glow about him. Suffering in silence. There's a message. They didn't want that. They would not believe that the Messiah could be such a one as Jesus was. They didn't want to know about it. They wanted to be free from physical slavery, not understanding that Jesus would deliver them from the worst slavery of all, the slavery of sin, spiritual slavery. And we're going to see, as we go further on in this chapter, the preparation Jesus was preparing for his true mission. Now, we live in a time where this warning is absolutely appropriate and absolutely necessary for us, just as it was for the Lord's disciples. Religion today practices ceremony, rituals, traditions that you won't find in the Bible. They're man-made. And they use them as a way of salvation, and it's wrong. There's much a work salvation, and then the other side is the liberalism that is profane and immoral, overtaking the masses of people. You see, we have dead formality on one side and sickening sensuality, informal laxity on the other side. And that's the state of much of the so-called church movements today. As long as we can fit in with what the world is doing, we'll be fine. Now, I ask you a question. Would you like a pastor up here who's just dressed in clothes with his shirt hanging out, is walking around with a microphone in his hand, dancing and swinging away. No, I don't think you would. I don't think I'd like to do it either. I've seen them and nothing more than a cabaret show. Dead formality, sickening sensuality. The state of many so-called church movements today. Brother says, let us still believe in a six-day creation. Let us still believe in the virgin birth. Let us still believe in the shedding of blood for the remission of sin. Let us still believe in the death and burial of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us still believe in his bodily resurrection. Let us still believe in his soon appearing. Let us still believe that God became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Let us still believe that Christ is at the right hand of the Father in glory, waiting for that word to return for his bride. Let us still believe that judgment is coming and today is the day of salvation. That salvation is for whosoever will may come and believe and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as God's only way of salvation and the only way to heaven. Let us still believe the truth of God's word. Who is Jesus to you? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, as we look into your word, Lord, as many times as we read it, we may not understand things. But Lord, when we take the time to slowly take a verse at a time, it just unfolds before our eyes. And we pray and ask, Heavenly Father, that we understand we are called to a relationship with you, not into a work of religion. We're called to be conformed to your image, not to follow the image of this world. And help us, Lord, to stand firm in this day. And I pray especially for the parents today, as they rear children in this world, and how attractive the devil has made it to the flesh, that you would give them the wisdom and knowledge they need to protect their children from the religious traditions and the immorality in the church today. Help us all, Lord, to stand on the truth that our salvation is based on grace through faith and nothing else. And it's for all those who are willing to believe and receive Christ. And we praise you for that. Keep us and watch over us, Lord. Keep the devil at bay. And may give us a discernment, Lord, to know the right from wrong. We love you and thank you for our Saviour. We pray these things in his precious name. Amen.